Blog Talk Radio.
Babyface putting it down here on Solar Records Radio. What's up, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And we're going to have a good time today here on Solar Records Radio. I hope you are well and good and God is keeping you. And man, oh man, let me turn this mic up a little bit. How about that? Yeah. Anyway, guys, it's Friday. It's the kickoff of the Solar weekend, and we want to just have a great weekend. I pray that everybody is going to be well. You know, some of us are hurting right now. Some of us are happy right now. Some of us are just okay. Well, we're just okay. And so, with that being said, you know, we want to get everybody on on the same in the same vein. You know, let's move forward. Let's be happy. Let's be grateful. Let's be blessed. Let's understand that God is in control and we are not. And so therefore we have to just let go and let God, right? Give it all to Him and let's just enjoy ourselves the best that we can. And if we can do it through music, that would be great. You know, sometimes it's conversations where people sit down and just chop it up with you and you figure things out together. And sometimes you can just say, you know what, I don't want to hear words. I want to just kind of do music. Let me just play some good music, man. Let me feel it. Let me just feel this thing. And so whatever the case is for you, whatever it may be, we're just going to have a good time here at Solar Records Radio. Many blessings to you right where you are. And so we love you right where you are as well. And we just pray to God that you are good, that you will be able to overcome and to get better. Okay. And it's kind of hard, especially when you lose someone. I lost 3 people in one day, 2 aunties and a cousin, my little cousin. And so it's hard to, and that just happened November the 1st. And so on November the 1st, I lost my mother's sister and my father's sister and my niece, my cousin, I mean. And she keeps saying my niece because she's younger, but she's my cousin, and she was only 60 years old. And so it's crazy, right? We have these moments, and they can be very difficult, very, very hard on us. And so we just want to pray that God blesses you guys and blesses us right where we are, and keep us good and keep us strong and keep us focused on what's going to be the thing that's going to get us out of this. And so, you know, we have to continue to live and we have to continue to do our thing here at Solar Records Radio. So let's make sure that we reach out to each other and that we pray. All right, guys. So with that being said, hey, let's get to the music, man. Let's do what we came here to do. I am very grateful that you guys are here. And so give a shout out to all of our friends around the world. May God bless you guys all and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's go. So I recommend you all.
Thank you.
Man, I have to say the Silvers, they put it down right there, right? That is just beautiful and loving. And, oh, man, I kind of needed that. That's kind of got like a little chill on it for me. So much love to the Silvers. And I actually wrote that song for them. And it just kind of took me back for a second there. I forgot I even wrote the song. I just enjoyed the vibe. And sometimes we're going through so much that we kind of need something to just take us someplace else and just kind of bless our hearts, right? So with that being said, I'm going to play another song that kind of is in the same vibe. But it's a song that was on the Lakeside's album. And it's just a beautiful song. So check it out here on Solar Records Radio. Steve Shockley called in from Lakeside, and he was the one that told us about the song. He wrote the song, and he was just really blessed with it. And so let's just take a listen here at Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend himself so thin, with he could never win in the
handle that, I need an alibi. and I'm sorry, baby. Though I really love you, girl, I made a mistake and I'm sorry. Without
your blue leather suit. My nails were done and my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I wanna be
Kitty girl, I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
Putting it down, my girls, Climax, doing their thing on Solar Records Radio. Anyway, so I got a question, right? So the question that I did get was about the song Falling for Your Love by the Silvers. And so the question is, let me see what the question is. Let's get back to the question, Wardell. The question is... Falling for Your Love, Foot Silvers. You created the drums and the drum programming. How did this, what does this mean to the track itself? Can you remember how it was put together? And so I will do my best, and thank you for the question. I'll do my best to answer the question. So that was one of my first songs that I wrote as well. I mean, I have a lot of first songs because I was just writing. I was just figuring things out. And I remember writing that song, and Leon was my roommate at that time. And I was like, Leon, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And he liked the groove. He liked it a lot. And he was like, yeah, just finish it up, man. That's good. That's good. And so I remember us going in the studio and recording it. And so programming it was pretty simple for me, because my parts, if you listen to the song, is really laid back. It's not really a lot going on there musically. I just kind of like lay down the drums just to give a foundation, you know, and then I put the bass on top of that. And after I did the bass, then I did the chords. Well, actually, I did the chords second. And then after I did the chords, I did the bass. And so it's an interesting way of recording, but that's what I did. And then I put the strings and stuff on there. And I put a little bells in there, too. I'm not sure if I could remember hearing the bells, but it was very interesting. And it was good. I enjoyed doing the song. So thank you for that question. It was and when it first came out, it had Foster Silvers instead of Wardell Potts. I was like, what's going on here? And so they're like, oh, we are so sorry. We'll fix it. We'll fix it. And so, but they finally got it right. But it's all good. You know, being in a family with so many of the same people over and over and over, it's easy to get mixed up and stuff in terms of who gets credit and who doesn't get credit. And so, but as far as, you know, that part, you know, creating the vibe, I didn't even know the song was going to be for the Silvers. And so I just, you know, because Leon was in charge of Destination. And so it was just one of those things. And he was like, oh, yeah, we could use this for the Silvers. I was like, wow. Okay, and that way, you know, when you look back at it, I didn't realize how important it was for me then to have a song on the Silvers as I do now. It's just to be a part of their legacy, you know, be a part of what they've already had already established for themselves and stuff. To just be a part of it is just a blessing. So hats off to them. I actually talked to, not Pat, Angie Silvers the other day, and she's kind of she's a crazy girl doing her thing, and so she's going to be calling in to say hello to you guys shortly. Not necessarily today, but shortly she'll be calling in to say hello and give a shout out to you guys. So much love to all you guys, and thank you so much for, you know, you know, if you have more questions or whatever the case is, please feel free. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to stop singing. Oh, man. Right, Greg? I need to chill out on the singing. I know I do. But I love to sing. It is what it is. Anyway, guys, here we go on Impact with Solo Records Radio. Woo, I love this song.
Oh, there's nothing you can do to hide it. Cause even the most independent women would never deny it. A good woman needs a strong man, and baby, I'm free. But
give
I won't
up,
waste your
up,
time.
Dynasty. That is my old school group right there. And what's going on here? We have Mr. Don Fleming.
I know you guys here in the background. That means I am on the road. So I am here.
Much
hanging
love,
out.
Brother.
You know, I feel a whole lot better today. You know, I did the show. I did the show last night laying down.
Oh, wow. That's something else. Well, we are glad. We are always glad to hear your voice, my brother, and we are blessed that you are here. And thanks for doing your show laying down last night. I actually did I did my little part laying down as well. So we were the throw down, the lay
down
brothers. The lay down brothers. We were laying it down last night. Literally laying it down. How you been, Don Fleming? How's everything going out there?
I'm a little bit. Again, I'm a little better. It's just, you know, I had a little temperature yesterday. Had a little bug, and kind of getting over, sweating it out this morning. So I'm out and about working, but I just wanted to call in and say hello to all the listeners out there. And again, thank you guys for supporting the show.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely, and that's very nice of you. We do appreciate that very much. That you know, you guys spend time hanging out with us, and like people like Julianne. I'll say something, and she'll respond. And I go in a text message. She'll respond. I go, oh, you're there. And so it's just so sweet that you know people that they dedicate their time. They listen to our shows and. And we're really blessed because of that. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us because, you know, we wouldn't be doing it without you anyway. That's the whole purpose is to give you some place to go where you can just relax and chill like a villain. And so that's what
yes,
we do
indeed.
Here. So, absolutely. So my brother Don Fleming, I mean, I got a question here about Steve Hodge and other unsung heroes of Solar Records Radio. From your perspective, tell us who your key members of the Solar sound behind the scenes are. And so I'll answer that question. But Don, you know, when you hear that kind of question, did you hear the question, by the way? Did I read it out loud enough? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like who, I mean, we hear about the different, you know, people that are, you know, I guess the hard workers behind the sound of Solar, but is there anybody that comes to mind with you?
Well, you know, I think I'm gonna go completely off the board and say, you know, your legal team. I think the legal team, to me, you know, music aside, I think the legal team was kind of the heart of Solar, because it was just one of those things that, you know, the protection, whether it was, you know, the trademark of the name and all of these little intangibles that deal with the, you know, things that we don't see as fans. I think, you know, I think Virgil, I think about, you know, people like Virgil, you know, being being a representative of what you guys have done to kind of keep that engine going, you know, on the legal aspect of it. I think it's just as important as the music itself in some aspect.
Yes, absolutely. Great. And that's a great, great response. And I love your answer. You know, just from a now from a music part, creative side of things, I would say I could start with, you know, Dynasty is really underrated. Dynasty is very underrated. A lot of people don't realize that Dynasty was the sound of Los Angeles Records. I mean, still is. Dynasty created the sound of Los Angeles Records with Leon Silvers. We were his boys. And, we worked really, really hard together, all the guys in Dynasty. So I'd like to give all of them a shout out for their hard and determined work. Every single day we were in the studio, every day we were in the studio working on somebody's record. And didn't know what was going to happen. We were just dedicated, and we did it, and it paid off. You know, I like to say, give a shout out to Steve Hodge and Bob Brown from an engineering point of view. Steve Hodge was our mixing engineer and mastering, mixing engineer. And then you have Bob Brown and Jim Shiflett, they were down on the ground working really hard, just making sure that we recorded everything properly. And rest in peace to Bob Brown. He passed away, from what I understand. I cannot been able to get in touch with him for a couple of years now. So it's just a sad situation. I mean, he was still a young man, and he had to be about 60 years old or something. And so, you know, you got those guys from the engineering point of view. So we talked legal. We talked creatively, and I'd like to give a shout out to Babyface for carrying Babyface in LA for continuing to carry the legacy of Solar. They were absolutely amazing in what they did with the deal, and then on and on with the Whispers and Dynasty and the other artists that they recorded for. So in terms of inside stuff, I would like to give a shout out to Dina Andrews. She was the A&R director, and she really worked that system, and she did an amazing job. I'm very proud of her and all of the hard work that she put in to making Solar what it was, because without, you know, direction and, you know, somebody just kind of making sure that we're staying focused on what supposed to do, we wouldn't have got it done. And so we're very grateful to Dina Andrews for her blessings. And so that's about it. That's my answer. And I want to say thank you for the question. It was a great question. Great question. So
cool.
With that being said, I just want to mention this, and it's kind of a sad situation. But let me make sure that I say this correctly. Gerald LeVert, we lost him 17 years ago today. 17
yep.
years ago today. So, you know, just want to say thank you so much, Gerald, for, you know, blessing us with your gifts and stuff and your amazing talent. I really had a good time with him. You know, we hung out quite a bit.
We shared the same birthday. We shared the same birthday, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When is that? When is it?
July 13th.
Yeah,
July 13th.
So, yeah.
He was born. In 67, I was born in 74. So we share birthdays. Rest in peace to Gerald LeVert.
Yeah, so kind of crazy, huh, man? This is kind of a sad thing. But, you know, we have to look at the positive side of things as well. And,
right.
And sometimes that's hard to do, you know. You know, just think about all these people that we're losing in this war and stuff that we're dealing with, you know, it's hard to just say, okay, well, it'd be okay. No, right now it's not okay. Right now we're in a lot of pain and people are hurting because they're losing their loved ones that was like my grandma, come on, man, I'm gonna kill my grandma. Are you crazy? You know, or a brand new child that was just born. I mean, that's, so these things are hard to, you know, to just, you know, to when you're dealing with pain, it's hard to forgive. You know, pain is pain. And but God rest in peace to those who lost their loved ones. And oh man,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So all right. So there you go, man. We had to make sure we got that out. And so, all right, so let's get back to the music, man. So anything on your mind? Anything did you want to hear?
No, man. You might want to, you know, throw some Gerald LeVert in there if you can. I know this is Solon Day, but, you know, hey, he was a big influence. And, of course, his music definitely lives on. Now, he finally won a Grammy. Unfortunately, it was posthumously. You know, it was just one of his goals was to win a Grammy with LeVert, with LSG, and some of his solo projects, and never really got the recognition that brother should have gotten. I could care less about Grammy, but that's just me. But understanding, you know, the reach as far as the mainstream success that a Grammy can you know, bring to people, you know, to do it posthumously, it's like, it's a little too late. But again, you know, his legacy and his music lives on, man. And then I guess just want to commemorate, I guess, the anniversary of his death. 17 years ago, we lost him November 10th. 2006. They say, you know, he over medicated himself and just coming back from Africa and performing, and it was just unfortunate, you know, that brother, you know. And then, you know, I think 18 months later we lost Sean LeVert, you know, his brother, his baby brother. So
right, yeah.
But you know, hey, that's crazy, man.
It is. Great. It is. All right. So, you know, you want to, I can go ahead on and play you some Pop, Pop, Pop Goes My Mind, if you'd like to hear that. All right. So this song, we want to dedicate this song to the LeVert family. God bless you guys. And thank you so much for, you know, sharing, Gerald LeVert's legacy with us. And we thank you for allowing us to continue to, you know, to show his gifts and stuff around the world. So God bless all of you guys.
Thank you. Well said.
And then we'll be back after this. Thank you so much. Wow.
I'm not afraid to spring. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's time.
The healing. Healing.
It's time for
the healing. The healing.
Embrace the possibilities of the future. Create more love. More peace. Create more abundance in the now. It's what we have. It's what you make of life. Now. It's what we have. Now. It's time.
The healing. Healing.
It's time for
something. I wanna
I just need y'all to know that that is Crystal. And so Crystal, I adopted Crystal because Crystal was on CBS, but it was our group that Leon and us guys rewrote and produced them, and we worked really hard at them, and we ended up getting them a deal at another label, but it didn't quite work out quite the way we wanted it to. So we readopted our girls, and so here at Solar Records Radio, we readopted Crystal, just like we did with what was the group called? Man, come on, Wardell. Anyway, but we readopted them, and we brought them home to us because we just feel like, you know, that they deserve so much more recognition, and they were definitely, I mean, they were amazing. They were so amazing, and so we're just really, really blessed to be able to play Crystal stuff now on Solar stuff, you know, with our Solar stuff because we adopted them. All right, so I hope you guys are okay with that we could adopt them because we needed to show some love to them. They worked really hard. They put a lot of hours and a lot of time in the studio. And they wrote stuff for, you know, Shalimar and The Whispers and, you know, some of the other groups. So, hey man, we just got to do what we got to do. And so, with that being said, you know, the other group I was talking about was Real to Real. You know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we showed a love to the groups that showed the love to us and worked really hard to do their best, to be their best. And so, so that's what we did. All right. And so, all right. It is what it is. Chuck Gentry in the house. What's up, Chuck? How you doing, my brother? May God bless you. We have to adopt Chuck too. Get him back. And well, we actually play Chuck stuff all the time here on Solar Records Radio. So Chuck is already in the family. Anyway, guys, you guys are good. Y'all well. Everybody's okay. All right. Well, I want to play this song by Real to Real. I just think it's a really good song. I think they were absolutely amazing, as a matter of fact, and so proud of them. And they were so nice of them to come on to the show, and show some love, and they all got together, and it was just beautiful, man. And I got to reach back out to them again just to see, get an update on, because they actually are doing a new project. So we like to see what they're up to. Anyway, guys, here on Solar Records Radio, we got about another 29 minutes left in the show, another half an hour. Wow, time flies when you're having a good time. So with that being said, I want to play Real to Real, another group that we loved and enjoyed working with these guys. They were amazing. song, Lakeside. Wow, that's so beautiful. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for your legacy. Thank you for blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you for, you know, Fred, who we just lost. And so rest in peace, Fred. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for blessing us with some great, great music. And for being a gentleman that you were. We love you and we will miss you so much. Until we see you again, just rest in peace. Anyway, guys, so here we go. We're about to get out of here, and we want to say thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us today. How much we truly appreciate you guys and love you so much. And we just pray that you're all well and God is good to all of you guys. You take care. Hey, Greg, thank you so much. I can't see what you said, but I'll listen to it after I get off here. Much love, Greg. Thanks so much, man, for everything you do. And I hope that Phil feels better. And, you know, everybody, you know, I got Julian. Julian's doing wonderful. She's just super, super girl. Much love, Julian. Thanks for your message as well, sweetheart. It was beautiful. We love you, sweetheart, and we pray that you are good. Sugar Rainbow is down. She's a little beat up with her cold, but we're praying that she gets better. So you guys keep Sugar Rainbow in your prayers. If you want to send her a message, send her a message. She's our sister overseas, so over in the UK there. So much love to you, Sugar Rainbow. God bless all of you guys, and thanks again for tuning in today. Tomorrow we'll be coming on at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're getting closer and closer to the morning, and so just hang in there with us, okay? God bless you guys. I'm going to pick up my grandkids tomorrow from the airport. Wow, that's going to be fun. So, hey, look forward to that. Spending a week with my grandkids. Yes, yes, while my daughter goes on a cruise, of course. And so they're going to go on a cruise, and we're going to have the grandkids. And so we're going to have a great time. God is good like this all the time. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, we're like anticipating it and like stressed out about it a little bit because, you know, we don't want to drop the ball. We want to make sure we do everything right, so. But anyway, so we got to get going, get to the store and buy their things that they want. Anyway, so thanks for being who you guys are to us. Thanks for being amazing people. And this next song, I'm going to dedicate it to you. And you all take care of yourselves. Have a blessed and wonderful solar weekend. And, you know, be safe out there. Take it easy. Don't do anything crazy. Okay, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Just have a good time. But this song, we're dedicating it to you guys. God bless you. And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Bye-bye. Good night. Me feel.
talking front page stories all over the world. It shook up men, women, boys, and girls. The headlines said, if you want to be rich, then you better make sure that you got your shit. Oh, come on. Hit it.
Like I said, I pray that you guys all have a blessed and wow, 90 seconds and just a wonderful a time doing whatever you do. We just pray that you guys are good and you're well. And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio, where we really love you here and appreciate you. Go to our page and check it out, solarrecordsradio.com. And if you want to leave a comment or you want to leave a donation or whatever you want to do, feel free and enjoy yourself. Take care. Good night and God bless. See you later. Bye-bye.